USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with their South Korean counterparts on Thursday in the Biden administration's first foreign policy trip. Blinken said that conversations regarding North Korea centered around the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
We are committed to the denuclearization of North Korea, reducing the broader threat the DPRK poses to the United States and our allies, and improving the lives of all Koreans, including the people of North Korea, who continue to suffer widespread and systematic abuses.
Blinken also addressed the role that China was playing in the region and the destabilizing effect it was having.
We are clear-eyed about Beijing's consistent failure to uphold its commitments, and we spoke about how Beijing's aggressive and authoritarian behavior are challenging the stability, security, and prosperity of the Indo-Pacific region.
Austin and Blinken will meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in later Thursday before leaving for Anchorage, Alaska, and a Friday summit with Chinese officials. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An NFL star quarterback is facing a lawsuit in a case of an alleged sexual assault.
NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson, trying to get out of his contract with the Houston Texans for another football team, has another problem. Deshaun is being sued by a female masseuse who claims she was sexually assaulted by Mr. Watson during a session gone bad. The woman filed her lawsuit Tuesday. Her attorney said the quarterback went too far. Deshaun Watson is denying the allegations, claiming he's the victim of a shakedown. He said the plaintiff's lawyer claims this isn't about money, but before filing the suit, he made a baseless six-figure settlement demand, which I quickly rejected, end quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Texas and 17 other states are suing the Biden administration over the decision to cancel construction of the Keystone Pipeline. The suit, led by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen, claims that the White House does not have the authority to change energy policy that was set by Congress. The suit also claims that the administration's decision to revoke the pipeline's permit encroaches on the state's abilities to control the lands within their borders. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Democrats are pushing for an end to the legislative filibuster, citing Republican obstruction. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he won't allow a change to the rules that require a cloture vote to end debate on a bill. The rule allows any 41 senators to keep a bill from getting to a final vote. However, in 2017, 26 current Democratic senators signed on to a letter asking Senate leadership to preserve the legislative filibuster. Representative Pat Fallon says the change of heart smacks of hypocrisy. The Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that now that Democrats are in power, they see the filibuster as an obstacle.
It's this hyper-hypocrisy that we see from the Democrats. I mean, in 2017, the Senate Democrats, I believe there were 27 of them, including Kamala Harris, that signed a letter saying that they had to do, they urged the Republican and Democratic leadership in the Senate to preserve the filibuster because it was such a crucial part of quote-unquote democracy. And now those same senators and Vice President Kamala Harris is saying that it threatens it. Durbin is going as far as to liken it to Jim Crow laws. That is hypocrisy on steroids.
And Tiger Woods is on the mend.
Tiger Woods is out of the hospital, the golf legend announcing on Twitter that he's back at home in Florida and will continue his recovery there. Woods had been in the hospitals ever since his rollover car accident last month near Los Angeles. The crash left him with multiple leg injuries, but Tiger says he'll work on getting stronger every day and thanked everyone at the hospital for their help. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.